Hey, thank you so much. Yes, indeed, it is Mike and Kim. We appreciate that.
Right? And of course, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board appreciates when you go to their website at visitvalentine.com and check out 50 things to do. Lake trip, river trip, museum trip, waterfall trip, just a trip and tripping, whatever you're doing. So check it out. Come spend a little time in the hospitality of the Sand Hills. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board opens the door, throws out the welcome mat, and says, come visit us. Go to visitvalentine.com.
It's time to dive into the heart of American agriculture. You can uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. You can revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers, explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. It's Tri-State Livestock News. It's published every week. Visit online to get your subscription coming to you, tsln.com.
Is it too early in the day to share a short drinking story?
Nah, go ahead.
Okay. This is just called a fast drinker. A guy goes into a bar, orders 7 shots of tequila and 1 beer for a chaser. The bartender lines up 7 shots, goes to get the beer. When he comes back with that beer, only moments later, all 7 shots were gone. The bartender says, wow, you're sure drank those fast. The guy explains, well, you drink fast too if you had what I have. The bartender asks, well, what do you have? The guy reaches into his pocket and says, 50 cents.
Cute. Cute.
Oh, well.
Cute. Indicative of the marketing interest to do their best for their customers are the words of what was a specific code of business outlined by the late B.J. Daddy Bergeson in 1918. He posted his philosophy in the House of Bergeson, office of his Midwest Livestock Commission Company. Commandments of business. First, don't lie. It wastes our time and yours. We are sure to catch you in the end, and that will be the wrong end. Second, watch your work and not the clock. A long day's work makes a long day short. Third, give more than we expect, and we will give more than you expect. Fourth, dishonesty is never an accident. Good men, like good women, never see temptation when they meet it. Fifth, mind your own business, and in time, you will have a business of your own to mind. Number 6, don't do anything here that will injure your self-respect. An employee who is willing to steal for us will steal from us. 7th, don't swear and kick if we kick. If you are worthwhile correcting, you are worth keeping. And the last one, it is none of our business what you do at night, but if revelry and dissipation affects what you do the next day, and you do half as much as we demand, you will only last half as long as you expected with the Midwest Livestock Commission Company. Commandments of business, a classic, I would have to say.
So that was kind of an outline of a business policy type thing, or personnel policy?
Yeah, yes, I believe it was.
Probably back before they had an HR department.
I think so.
Okay.
Indeed.
Talking parrot. Okay?
Okay.
Think about this.
There we go.
Erica's walking out of the movie theater at the same time as a man with a parrot on his shoulder. Erica turns to the man and says, your parrot actually seemed to understand the movie. It looked around during the boring parts. It paid close attention to the dramatic parts. It even squawked during the funny parts. I don't understand how that can be. The man turns to Erica and says, I don't understand either. He didn't like the book at all. Okay, how about this one? A doctor examined a woman, took the husband aside, and said, I don't like the looks of your wife at all. Me neither, Doc, said the husband, but she's a great cook and really good with the kids. Okay. You better bail us out.
Okay. Here's some great quotes. Democracy is being allowed to vote for the candidate you dislike the least. Robert Burns said that. The worst of living is you get older every day. P.F. Howe. And here's one by Mark Twain. Life would be infinitely happier if we could be born at age 80 and gradually approached 18.
Yeah, we take all that wisdom we get and then we use it when we're younger, right?
What a good thought. The school, not possible, but a great
thought.
That's
right.
The school has always been the most important means of transferring the wealth of tradition from one generation to the next. Einstein said that. And from Susan Bass, I've been married so long, I'm on my 3rd bottle of Tabasco sauce.
Uh-oh.
That says a lot.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to The Good Stuff.